Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
We're not intimidated by thugs.
Mugs, pugs, thugs. Nitwits, halfwits, dimwits.
Thug means never having to say you're sorry.
Any thug can kill. I want you to take your ego out of the equation.
Thug life.
Bud White is a valuable officer.
White's a mindless thug.
Oh, hell yeah. They got robbers, thugs, drug dealers, right, you name it.
You think you got any thug in you?
All right.
Morning.
Yes. For a bit of perspective, right now you are hearing us a handful hours, 12 hours roughly after recording the question Film Thugs Ask the Film Thugs
that one.
Questions show. That should be the title for it. Ask the Film Thugs Questions. And we're doing something that we came up with a ways back that I've been wanting to do for a while. And we've done commentaries before, but the thing about doing a running commentary is it's hard.
It's a bit of a hot mess.
It's a really difficult thing to do, because if you don't script it and rehearse it, it's not very good. And most of what we did was just babbling, incoherent, rambling assholery.
Yeah.
So I came up with this thought of, what if we were to pick a movie, watch 15 minutes of it, ramble about it, watch the next 15, ramble about it, watch the next 15 until we're done. I called it a progressive commentary.
Yeah.
And I think that plays to our strengths more. So, because we are riff. We riff. We kind of just go off.
Vamp, baby, vamp.
We vamp, yeah. We go off on shit. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And so I figured this way it will be as close to genuinely what it's like watching a movie with us as you can get. Probably won't be as profane as it normally is, because
I'm not making any promises.
I'm not making any promises either, but
I'm high on donuts.
Yeah. We normally are full of beer at about, 12:30 a.m. when these start.
So yeah.
Right now, it's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Surprisingly lucid.
Yeah. I've had
commentary for the Green Lantern, which is about to happen right now.
Yes. You've never seen it,
no,
right?
No, I have not.
I unfortunately have. And God damn them. God damn them to hell.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. It's an experience. So thank you for joining us for our first experiment with this. And for you, it will just be a moment. For us, it will be 15 agonizing minutes. We'll see you on the other side. God damn it.
All right.
Okay, for a second, I thought that the chicken and waffles potato chips from last night were going to be the worst thing from this weekend.
No.
Oh, no. No.
No. Okay. So, all of the universe, the beginning of this movie, all of the universe,
yes,
is presumptuously cut up to, I think, under 4 grand covers.
Yeah. So that puts
all of the universe.
There's about a billion.
Should be fine.
Or more per.
Got it.
But, yeah.
Whatever.
I love voiceover at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, we're just going to explain everything to you except what you actually need to know. We're not going to tell you what you need to know. Why are they on Planet Riot? It's not really put clear. It made it sound like we beat him.
Yeah.
And then someone falls, you're afraid. What?
And it's just a three-soul snack and Parallaxes.
Yeah. Boom. Good to go.
Good to go. It's Insure.
Maybe if they'd started out with like some rookie being taken to the planet as a new guard and they're saying, but you can't get near
him. You
gotta
understand, because Parallaxes X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Or, in fact, that thing is called Parallax.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, maybe that.
Really good for the digestion.
Yes.
Relax.
Yeah. Why? We don't know why.
We don't know
there.
What's going on, so it feels like I'm cut in a rambly video game cutscene.
Yes, uh-huh.
If you don't know anything about Green Lantern, mm-hmm. I mean nothing.
Yeah.
And you're watching this, you were thoroughly fucking lost.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, everyone here knows.
Mm-hmm.
Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you be here?
Yeah.
Maybe because it's a parent of a kid taking him to the movie.
Yeah, or maybe because it's a movie.
Or a movie that someone just wants to watch and understand.
Yeah, it's a movie. So I just like how literally everything is said Everything is said. It's like, we're test piloting these planes today. We're going to, you're late and this is important. And I'm going to, it's important because these are expensive. And so you're
and
here.
He's a corporate test pilot now, rather than a pilot
for the Air Force.
Yeah.
So yeah. He's brought in to beat the planes and he beats them. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You broke the rules of engagement. Like, yeah, because it's a war.
Yeah.
I beat your little planes, and dude, it's not gotten as stupid as it can get yet. Not we're not even scratching the surface.
We are right after
the greatest scene in the movie, the greatest scene in the history of film.
After his initial crash, he is his first late test run, and he's ejected out of the plane.
Yes, let's talk through all of that. Now, first off, the fight, the air combat scene, is wildly confusing. It's like the planes all kind of look a little too similar.
Yeah.
They're whipping about. The only way time we know what's going on is when they have the switch to the control room and you've got the... You remember how, like, when you'd buy a video game for the Atari, the cover art always made it look way cooler than it was? Yeah. It's like, oh my God, it flies and they leave these things behind them. And
yeah, sure.
When you jump to that control panel, because apparently Namco designs all of the shit for this company, and he breaks the rules. And did you just use your wingman as bait?
Sure
as
did, hardy, hardy, hard. You wouldn't want to do that in actual conflict.
No, it's like, well, so you literally just sacrificed my life.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
right,
you
baby.
So much for that.
Baby. And I winked at you.
Yeah.
Look at my abs.
Wink. And here's the thing. If it had been done well, we wouldn't have needed someone to say, hey, here's what you just did. No. So he sacrifices pilot Blake Lively. I don't know if she's qualified to drive a cab, but here she is, high-end test pilot, Breaker Ivory. Yeah. And so he sacrifices her life. And then goes way up into the stratosphere to intentionally cause all of the planes to stall so that when they start falling back towards the ground, he can take out the two.
And relying on his skills.
Yes.
To purely his skills in flying.
Will
turn the engines back on.
Yes, that's apparently the plan. That is apparently the plan. Then he somehow trips it into a flat spin, and we are treated to the greatest flashback ever. So we go.
There are literally four other ways to make that flashback work. On my initial viewing.
Yes, yes.
If I thought about it longer, we'd have 40.
But I like how he's watching the plane go. He's like, Dad! You have to know that's my dad.
Yeah.
Dad! Yeah, Dad!
Why does he have to take out the tower, too? I mean, yeah. Yeah, there's so many quick ways.
Right on takeoff. No reason. The plane just fucks up, and he goes through this whole fiery crash. It lands, and he gets out of the plane. Dad survives, gets out, looks dead in his son's eyes, and then his fucking plane explodes.
So he has a flashback remembering the explosion and of himself being blown sideways.
Yeah.
I remember looking at myself from behind.
Yeah.
And being blown back.
Being blown back as father died.
Yeah. That's
now,
the best.
I know that the idea here is that that's not supposed to be funny, which I think is the problem. Because if they were going for anything other than that scene being hilarious, they failed miserably. Because that is one of the goddamn funniest things I've ever seen in my
life.
Even
if you just slowed it down.
Yeah, yeah.
You would make it...
They're in an awful goddamn hurry with everything, aren't they?
There's some Benny Hill music being played behind that.
Yeah. We just have to get there. We just have to get there.
Just get it in.
Something has to happen. No, the kids will love it.
Exposition.
The kids will love it.
Tram it down their throat. Like just get it in there. It's fine.
It's like this is if I went to some high school kid who'd never written a story before and said, here's an idea for a Green Lantern thing. Here's the shit we want to have in it. Write a script. This is what they do. It's like, hey, we're gonna do something important. I don't know. I'm kind of cocky, but I can do it. Really? Well, your penis is not satisfying. Oh, I believe it is. Let's go fly some planes. You're reckless. You're a loose cannon.
Yeah.
How dare you? Now, here's the weird thing. Why was he wrapping a present? He's driving the car and he's wrapping a present.
I don't know. I don't know. No, I don't know who he is.
Reason. Yeah, we don't even. Yeah, we barely even know his name.
Now got his name.
And the top secret air base that he drove to had the quickest gate I've ever seen, because he hits that thing at like 90 miles an hour and they get that gate arm up for him to clear it.
Because it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Because he's reckless.
Yeah, he is.
He's always late. And oh, you.
You.
We know it's you. I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
But oh, you.
Yeah. Oh, you men. Yeah, yeah. Do you have? Let me. I'm looking through my notes, but they're kind of written all. Oh, Highball and Sapphire. That's their call signs. Highball and Sapphire. And I just love that we're just gonna chat.
Yeah. What's
during
up?
during dangerous maneuvers? We're just gonna chat, and there's not really any point as to why this test is going on. Are they there to prove that these things are awesome?
Well, I thought we were going to get that. Like in a very beginning of Real Genius way when we got the plane.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so now we're going to, you know, explain us please about the plane and why it's special and how important it is. Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
I thought he was Mr. Ferris. He's not.
Nope.
He's just there.
He's some guy. I think he's a senator, but who knows?
So.
Here's the question I have.
But we didn't get that explanation of this product that he's testing.
Nope.
We just know plane, Robbins, Ferris, hey, you're reckless in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, fuck you.
Here's my question. Is there an alien word for pedophile?
Parallax.
Try what's his name? Sinestro.
Oh. Yeah. Sinestro's got a couple of things going against him if he wants to be a good guy.
Yeah.
One, he looks like a Mephistopheles from a Marlowe production. And also, his name is Sinestro.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, does everyone on his planet look like a pedophile? Or
pedophile devil?
Yeah. On his planet, is it like, oh, no, that's normal.
No, it's fine.
What the Adams call the kiddie fiddler mustache.
Mm.
Totally, totally acceptable. You're not the single creepiest thing I've ever seen. Giant forehead, Count Chocula Widow's peak.
Can't do anything about the writing. I mean, Sinestro has always been called Sinestro.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Sinestro.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Age, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Is there anything else from the first 15 that needs discussing at this moment?
Not at this moment.
No.
All right.
We'll be back. Okay, we're back. Wow. I noticed, I picked up a legal pad, just one of my legal pads so I can make more notes. And the page that I picked up has the following two sentences written at the top of it. A writer at AFF was making the point that you need to set up a framework for your story. He said, if you lay the pipe right, everything will work out. oddly fitting with this in a multitude of ways. So we, after all of the theatrics in the air and the awesome hilarious flashback, we get a dressing down. He gets his ear chewed a little bit, you know? How dare you? What's wrong with you? You put danger in danger. What is wrong with you? How dare you?
I thought it was combat. You're a corporate test pilot.
Yeah. Yeah. Your job is to make a lot of money. So I'm going to have to lay off half my company from this. Okay.
You're a lot rioting on this obviously reckless asshole.
That you knew was going to do something reckless and assholey.
Yeah.
So really, sir.
Best predictor for the future is what he's done in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
So apparently he's a dipshit.
Mm-hmm.
Irresponsible.
Yeah.
Ne'er-do-well.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right.
So you put your company's future in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo.
Yeah. And then we get the dramatic scene of where it is my, what happened? Did you choke? Like, wait, what? What? Did you actually just say that? Did you choke?
Yeah.
Evidently.
Yeah.
Evidently, that's what happened. And now we're just going to, Fuck subtext. Subtext schmug test. What?
Smug test?
Smug test. Subtext something tech. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to say outright, I'm just so... I'm just... yes, thank you for saying what was evident.
So much.
But then... You've got from that to...
Okay, so we're trying to figure this out. I'm putting this together.
Yes.
And we go to a birthday party.
Oh, no, before we go to the birthday party, we go to the crashed ship.
Oh, that's right. The alien in the water next to a boat.
Next to a boat and a warehouse. It's quite evidently a populated area.
Must have been a Sunday.
Yeah, must have. And then from there to a birthday party where we... First off, you can tell they're really trying to push the asshole thing because he parks like half on the curb, sort of, so they know, wait a minute, this guy doesn't follow any rules. What's going on? and then he goes into a birthday party where an extraordinarily detailed news report over, I'm assuming, classified information is going on.
I don't know.
Also, where does this take place? Is this California?
I don't know.
It would have to be because...
I guess.
But they say half the state. So where's there a body of water like that so close to the fucking desert where all that was happening? But I just like how all of this shit where it's like, you know, lots of... Dude, this happened. This pilot, whose name is known immediately, is fine, evidently... And especially when, as she said, half the state is relying on it. And I love the brother. He goes home, and apparently it's his brother. We're assuming it's his brother.
Yes, I don't know who he is.
Like, do you love dad so much that you have to die like him? I don't understand this. And I wrote down, wait, I'm confused here, is what he said. And I wrote down, so are we.
Yes, very. Brings up the motorcycle accident. You know, we get it. He's reckless.
Yeah, he was in a motorcycle.
Barely have his name down.
Yeah,
but we know
he's reckless. That's
established.
Like the only way they could be more obvious is if they just named him Reckless
Kelly.
Reckless Kelly. Yeah. And here's the question: why didn't he wrap it after the plane crash? After any of that stuff? Why did he have to wrap the present while driving 90 miles an hour to get to work?
Man, I don't know. Well, because he's irresponsible.
Oh, he is irresponsible and reckless.
Yeah.
I forgot the reckless part.
Even to
part.
His own beloved family members.
Yeah. And we immediately get the throwback. Were you scared? It's my job
not to be. It's pretty soon for a callback.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, it really, really
pretty
is.
Pretty quick. Especially a hilarious one.
Yeah, maybe if he'd said it first and then you got the flashback to his dad much, much later.
Maybe.
Maybe, but even
maybe,
then.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or if that initial scene had meant more.
Yeah, yeah. If anything that had happened up to this point had meant anything at all.
Yeah, that might have worked. So, no one sees the crashed alien initially.
Yeah, and then no one sees the ball appear around him and whip him God knows where. And apparently it took a while because it was kind of dusky.
Everything's very dusky.
And he lands at night.
Boom! And in a hilarious, almost liquid television kind of... You know, just running around. Yeah. It was very Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah.
When he goes through the mountain, he sees all the things flashing around him.
Right.
In a different dimension. It's a lot like that.
Well, what's funniest, though, to me, is the the ball floating there. And then shits
him out to the left.
Yeah, it drops him, like, sideways into a puddle of water that he was not directly over. It just drops him, and he goes sideways into the water.
Right.
And it's a bit of a head scratcher because all I can think is, okay, on set they dropped him into water and the effects guys just couldn't be fucking bothered. They put it there and they were like, okay, yeah, it's right there, but he falls. Fuck, we can either move the ball, which is going to take however long, or hey, Jerry, you had that that effect that can make it move side. Okay, yeah, sideways.
We're just doing the side.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes. Yeah. No, don't worry. We can take care of it. Yeah. We can take care of that. No problem. Then, you know, there's the whole thing, no, don't die, don't die. Well, how do you know he's a good guy?
Well, who... What? He's very nonplussed by this whole thing. I guess he had time to suss this all out as he was going through the rambly-scrambly green ball flight.
Perhaps by that point, nothing would surprise you.
Yeah.
You'd just be like, well,
of course, it's his job not to be blessed.
It's my job not to be...
So of all of the Earth...
Yeah.
This this guy,
mm-hmm.
who's clearly established as an irresponsible
asshole,
yeah. reckless. I know, because he has an arc, man. You'll see, he goes from being this guy to the hero the ring knew he was the whole time, even though you didn't. Fuck you, writer.
That's one way of looking at it. And like, so what does he do? We actually, of all the shit that doesn't get explained, we see him make a phone call.
Yeah.
And then we see his friend pulling, like, oh, hey, what's... Instead of just a Jeep pulling up on him and his friend getting out, it's like, okay, so what's the emergency? Oh, my God, I just saved you 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What's the emergency? And then, is that a spaceship? Not...
What is that?
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. What the fuck is that, Hal? Right out of the car. Yeah. I mean, with the door still closing behind him.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is that, Hal?
What is that? What is that? And he's like...
That's what this is.
Here's how he did it, though. This is going to be mine. Is that a spaceship?
Yes.
Is that one of those spaceships? Yes. I've heard about that. Is that one of the spaceships I've heard about?
Yes.
Oh. Huh. It's queer.
Then he has to ask if it's real.
Yeah. Is that real? Yeah. Is that like a model? Did you build that? Are you like a hobbyist? Yeah. Have you been coming out here? Mm-hmm. Are you just bringing me out here to share? Are you going to try and rape me?
Yes.
Hal, bum bum bum.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then we get a quick shot of not a quick shot, a different scene, right out of that, out of the water alien.
Yeah.
Buddy scene.
Well, where they go back to his friend's Jeep, but drives
Hal's drive, and the ring turns him into Smokey and the Bandit briefly.
Yeah,
because he's reckless.
Yep,
but not too reckless. I don't want to die, baby.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that.
Then boom, we're back to and the Guardians of the Galaxy that split up the universe.
Yeah.
Earlier. Guardians of the Galaxy? Of the Universe?
I don't know.
What am I thinking of?
I think you're thinking of Guardians of the Galaxy, but they're the Watchers or some shit like that.
Whatever. The fucking little chair trolls sitting up there. And then Sinestro, who... from what I can tell, seems to have all his ducks in a row.
Yeah, Sinestro's
selfless.
He's fucking badass.
Concerned about innocent lives.
Yeah.
Brave.
Yeah.
Vital.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently fearless.
Hardcore sense of duty.
Yeah, he's like, no, we need to take this head on.
Duty.
Yet
we've also then established in his speech that we have lost a total of 4 lanterns, but we don't really give a shit about the selection of the other 3.
No.
Just the one.
Some other reckless characters. Yeah, some other arc.
Some other shit heel. And they're like, they were attacked by an unknown enemy. No, because he said it's Parallax. So you know. But this is even setting up that in the movie's internal logic, they don't know that it was Parallax on that place that destroyed them. I mean, they really... everyone in this movie is a fucking idiot. Everyone in this movie is fucking stupid. Just a bunch of goddamn halfwits going, "A good ring!"
Yeah, pretty much. And then... after all these people we don't really have grasp of...
We get another one. Hector Hammond. And this begins what I call... this continues what I call the Parade of Shame.
Yeah.
Tim Robbins. We then go to Peter Sarsgaard.
Yeah.
And Angela Bassett. Mm-hmm. And the best part is they walk in, "Is that an alien?" And I looked at it. You know what the first words that came to my mind was? That's Slim Goodbody. Because it looked like fucking Slim Goodbody.
Right.
I'm wearing a jumpsuit that shows you where my pancreas is. That'll make it easier for someone to murder me.
And apparently they made... I'm not a big Green Lantern reader. I don't know if this is how that character always looks, but he looks like the guy that won't shut up at the car wash. Just wants to keep talking to you about whatever's on the TV in the waiting lounge, waiting area.
Or either that or the guy that when you're at the comic book store and he walks in, the people who work there go, "Oh,
God, Jerry's here."
Fuck. Jerry from earlier, the guy who created the software that let him jump sideways.
Well, why me? Because
you're a
xenobiologist.
What?
What?
Maybe it's a Z-new biologist, and that's like above operating thetan level Tom Cruise.
Yeah. You could be an astrobiologist. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
As far as I know,
yes,
it's a real thing.
You'd be,
I've seen them on Ancient Aliens.
Oh, fuck. How great would it have been if, no, not Hector Hammond. We're just going to bring in Rhinoceros and his purple boots. He'd be like, this is obviously not the kind of alien that
Giorgio
flew
over. Sokolos. Whatever his name is.
This is where the aliens would have landed and made a ship.
Clearly, this is aliens. Yes, you're right.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah.
Seriously, if I'd walked in and Slim Goodbody was laying there burnt up on the table and Sukalos was like, this is an alien, I'd be like, no, it's not. Yeah. I'm not a Xenu idiot.
Yeah.
Xeno idiot. I'm sorry. God, so stupid. As of this point, the beauty of it is, because of the way everything started out, we're still not entirely certain what's going on. There are some planets that have been destroyed, but keep on keeping on is apparently what it is. We'll be back. Remember when Jackal with a Y was a real band?
Sure do.
God.
Saw him live.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did he use the chainsaw?
Sure did.
Awesome. Okay, so we're back. Okay.
Speak the oath. It's like merciful fate.
Yeah, speak the oath. What does that mean? Does it count as an oath if you don't really know what you're saying? Because he kind of went into a trance.
No, it does not count.
Okay, good, good. And what I like is when going through the oath thing, he's like, the oath, of course, everybody knows the oath. You're finally speaking on behalf of the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody knows what's happening right now, except that the alien is apparently made out of ambrosia. Remember ambrosia?
Sure do.
How long has it been since you've had ambrosia?
Not long enough.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm going to put marshmallows in Jell-O.
No.
And you're not going to hate it.
No.
We're going to name the worst food ever after the greatest mythical food ever.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Possibly some suspended grapes somewhere in the mold.
So we went to Blake. So he's there trying to, you know, take the oath and all that. And then it happens magically. He's like, what? Oh, my God. Blah. And Blake Lively shows up. And with the dark hair, she looks like a fucking teenager. She, like, for some reason, going from blonde to that dark hair just makes her look like a fucking child.
Yeah.
Which makes everything she says in this movie make me want to punch her in the face that much more.
Right.
And I'm not normally a lady punching kind of guy, but this movie makes me want to punch that lady in the face. And then we go to the guy who I just wrote down, his head looks like a butt.
Right.
Because it does. Just with the hair and everything, his head looks like a butt.
You don't need to use the spot for your ends because the regular ends work just fine. I mean, they're trying to do that, but you don't need them. The tire sealer, that's a racket. You can just do it at home with armor on. It's a lot cheaper. Xenobiologist Jerry.
And he's working with Black Lady Elvis / Chris Walken.
Walken hair, yeah.
Yeah, Angela Bassett. Like, we're gonna make your hair look like...
Okay. Angela Bassett. Easily one of the most attractive women in movie history.
Yeah, easily.
How can we make you look like she?
How can we make you look like a butt? Here we go.
Come here. I'm going to make... While we're at it, where's Vivica A. Fox?
Yeah.
She's fucking drop-dead gorgeous. Let's put a big butt on her face.
Oh, man. And then, yeah.
I'll tell you what's most infuriating about this thing. Is Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
So do
I. Think he's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Every chance this movie has of being taken seriously gets kicked in the teeth.
Yeah.
By the choices they make to throw in his little patented brand of humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Power of Grayskull. That's cool. Yeah.
It's obvious he didn't write any of those. No. I have
someone writing as if they're Ryan Reynolds.
It's like, he'd say this.
But it doesn't stop.
No,
it's
ever.
Dark as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, light-wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not tone. Mm-hmm. The tone gets undercut about every eighth step.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to take this seriously now. This is a big deal. Look at me. Kung Fu Panda.
Right in his thumbs.
No.
And then he gets condescended to by some slutty townie.
Yeah.
I was like, Blake Lively is at her best when she's playing like chicks like from the town. That's her big there. That's her deal. And now, after all the shit that we went through, It's like, oh, it doesn't look like we're going to lose the contract. Oh, so all of that was pointless.
It's also pointless when the guys that lost their jobs jump him outside.
Yeah.
I screw up. You lose your job. You jump me. I kill you.
Yeah, I commit homicide against three working men. Because if you get thrown 20 feet back through a brick wall, you're dead.
Yeah, you're not doing well.
Yeah, like this was a scene that honestly Ryan Reynolds' character Hal probably thought was going to end with him raw dogging Blake. But no. No, no, no. And then just out he goes.
And then ooh-ah.
Yeah.
Which is nice. This is the chance for the... This is why the film, in my opinion, has been stepping with both feet on the gas.
Yeah.
Like, fuck all this.
Uh-huh.
We know what side our bread, my bread is buttered on.
Yeah.
Let's get to Oa.
Mm-hmm.
Dazzle all the kids with the effects.
Yeah.
They can fly.
Mm-hmm.
Green willpower.
Yeah.
Fish face dude.
Yeah.
All these other alien things will happen. And everyone will forget all about this story.
Yeah. We have a hero that we know nothing at all about, that we have no real reason to care for other than the fact that he was kind of cool to an 11-year-old on his birthday, because that's hard to do. Who
just kind of cool.
Yeah. He gets flown across. He is fighting a bad guy we know less than nothing about.
I know more about Parallax than I know
yeah,
about
we do know a little bit more about that. And... It kind of gets flown out to this place where we get a whole lot more exposition that we've already had dumped on us again, and no mystery, nothing, just what?
Okay.
What the fuck is going on?
All right.
Could have been done a million times better. And here's what's really getting me. At no point is he adequately freaked out by anything that happens.
Well, we can tell that.
Yeah.
From dealing with Abensur.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whoever you are. Stay with me.
Yeah,
stay
with
me,
Bubba.
Strange thing I've never seen before. Stay with me.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you? Okay.
Thank God he's humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
That way I can feel more connection to him.
Yeah.
And say it were something, some other alien creature that was hurt. Yeah. Ew.
Yeah, like a big sentient blumange.
No.
No. No, no, not at all. Not at all.
Nor should you, because it's an alien creature you know nothing about.
Yes.
Only Jerry.
Yeah.
The xenobiologist. Yeah.
Hector, the xenobiologist, in this case,
that's
at least.
Jerry.
Yeah, unless you were...
He's Jerry from now on.
Yeah. So, hey, man. No, yeah, that's a that's a ship, obviously, from the... I don't know, but look at him. I'm going to touch that wound. I'm going to stick my hand inside
right
the
inside
alien.
My big xenobiologist hand. What do you think about that?
I'm going to stuff my hand in this gooey musculature.
Walking Bassett. Look what I did.
Don't get the undercoating either.
No, that's a racket.
It's a racket.
Unless you're up north and you like there's a lot of snow, because that can really rust your undercarriage and you can get that treated. But here in Texas, hardly ever snows. You don't really need that. Just, you know, it's free advice.
You want to go, like, to Chili's or something, man? We can get
You know what I'm talking. You know, they've got beers there. Yeah. Not the greatest selection of beers, but, you know, it's a hot day and a cold beer really, you know. Really hit this
we can get one of those onion things that they do.
Or maybe those little like chocolate lava cakes. They still make those. That's pretty good. I like them. They're not baked all the way. That's how they call it, molten cake. It's not really molten. The cake's just not baked all the way.
And they do have that High and Mighty ice cream pie that if you haven't had it, you really should do yourself a favor.
That's good stuff.
Sometimes I go there. I don't even get a dinner. I'll have like four of those. I'll be fine. Yeah. And then I'll call my mom to pick me up. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
It's her car.
It's her car, you know. Because if I wash it, then she'll let me stay at Chili's by myself. Because normally, if I don't take it to get it washed, she won't let me go to it. She'll stay with me at Chili's, and
just go to the Red Box and get Here Comes the Boom.
Yeah, and we'll be back. You remember when you watched Empire Strikes Back, and you're like, wow, Luke didn't get a whole lot of training.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy,
here we are again.
He got a shitload more than Hal did. So what you got to do, now I'm going to kick your ass. Do you know how to sword fight? No? Then why a sword?
Don't think of swords. You know how to shoot a gun. Yeah. Bet you know how to fly a plane.
Yeah.
How would you turn to a giant green jet and fly it up Sinestro's ass?
Perforate it.
Recklessly.
A little bit of foreshadowing happening here, too. That's gravity of a sun.
All of the hammer, rock, random blast of energy.
Discs.
Sun. What?
Why not just do that?
How about do that all the time for every problem?
Yeah.
Sun. Oop, there you go.
Oh, boy. Now what? The training scene's not terrible, but it's just not very good.
It was just a reason to have some...
It's not a bad little action beat. Then we go to the science building.
Yep.
For science class in the science building, where suddenly...
What's your major?
Science.
Science. Suddenly, Hector, Jerry...
Jerry.
Jerry can read people's thoughts, which, goddamn... Imagine what a sad world it would be for Jerry at the car wash.
That'd be terrible. I know you're thinking that cherry fragrance, but you don't want the cherry fragrance because it sticks around. And after a while, it fades, and it smells just like cough medicine.
And then, like, I know you... What? Why are you thinking...
Really?
What did I ever do to you?
Wow. I just wanted to be friends.
And then
no need for all that violence.
A single tear runs down Jerry's cheek. Oh, man.
That's how the hooker population goes down by three that night.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yep. Suddenly, Jerry has three more cereal bowls with eye holes in them.
Paying you to hear, but you can't leave for free.
Oh, man. And I just love his blood is turning into cheese puffs.
Yeah.
And then he goes to his dad and gets more exposition.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go back to OWA for, guess what?
More
exposition.
Yeah, more of it.
More exposition.
More training, more exposition.
A whole lot more exposition. And then,
So anyway, yeah, this guy, Sinestro, being the rallying leader that he is, that wants to quash this threat.
He wants to nip it in the bud.
You have to tell me what happened.
All right, we will. Look, this one guy wanted to use fear, but we thought it would be a bad idea. But he, the immortal, smarter than you guy, decided he was going to take it on himself. And in the process, the fear ate him alive, and he became the evil he wanted to fight.
I hear your story, and now I want to do the exact same thing he did.
Wait, it'll work this time. Did you hear the entire story? We will
use fear.
Yeah. No. We heard that part. We heard that part of your plan.
We will use fear.
Yes.
Fight fear.
Yes, we got
just
that.
Just like he did.
Yes. Now, did you hear that entire story?
Right. He won.
No, not as much. Well, technically, yes, he won.
He was the fear,
but not in the way you want. No. See, he became what he was fighting because the fear is so strong, and like it's like a dark side of a force.
The fear took him over.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I've got to take a step back.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead. That's fine. Go ahead.
He wanted to fight the fear.
Would you like a glass of water?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Yes, he wanted to fight the fear.
So he went into the fear.
Yes.
And tried to beat it.
But he didn't. No, he did not.
And he became Parallax.
Yes. And that's bad.
And
that's
you're
not
saying
good. Yes.
That if I do the same, not being a superior being like he was, it will destroy me and everything I love.
More than likely, that's what's going to happen.
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so. What do you think about that? I don't think so.
We're just going to.
No.
I'm gonna.
I might surprise you.
You might. You might.
Give me a chance.
But I'm just gonna say it. No,
because he won.
No,
when he fought the fear. He won. It worked out just fine, right? That's what you just told me.
Can we get Jerry in here to explain this?
Oh God, not him.
Did you
fight the fear, Jerry?
No. See, fighting the fear—that's a racket. You know, you're going to try. The thing is, they always make you think that the fear that something needs to be fought, but you know, really, it's not. It's just sort of.
I smell fear in you, Jerry.
No. That's the old cherry air freshener I got in my car, and
Is that vanilla?
Yeah.
Vanilla perfume.
I got it mixed together with the cherry once because I thought it would be a neat highlight of it.
Is that
but
glitter on your shirt?
Well, a little bit.
What happened to that? Girl candy, Jerry.
What girl candy? Oh, she got on a bus back to she's from Delaware, and it was an early bus, so you know we had to get up really early. That's why I didn't have a chance to shower, and I've still got the smell from the car freshener on me because I had to pick her up to take her to the bus station.
Guardians, I believe him.
Yeah. Don't come to my apartment for a few days, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
He ain't smart, Stro, is he? No.
Not at all.
Brainio.
Nope. Nope. So, yes. We will see you in... do you think maybe we should push the 20 minutes now? Okay.
Perhaps.
Let's push the 20 or 30 minutes, because we're a good ways into this. So, what do you say? Let's do 25 minutes out
from
15.
Don't crush me, I got magic eyes now.
Okay. Man, and we thought it was stupid before. I just realized that Sinestro looks like a raspberry version of Count Chocula. Mm. So raspberry Chocula.
Rockula.
Yeah. Raspula. Raspiracula.
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 Exactly. Like Banicula.
Yes. So we start out at the party where essentially the entire first act is negated.
Right.
None of this shit with the planes means anything at all.
Doesn't matter.
Not in the slightest. Not at all. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, that's right.
They were somehow able to isolate, identify, and fix the problem with this plane in like 2 days.
And everything's back to normal.
Which is good, because apparently the gross domestic product of the entire country rested
hinges
firmly
on
the
plane.
Shoulders of this.
Supervised solely by Senator Tim Roberts.
Yes, and who turns out is, you know, the father of Jerry.
Of Jerry.
And Jerry knows everyone.
Yeah.
And has my favorite creepy act ever, which is Blake Lively hugs him, and what does he do?
Yeah.
I just wanted to smell your hair.
It's like those Febreze car deodorizers.
No. You know, a lot of places don't carry those, so you're really lucky when you find them. What I do when I come in and they've got them, I buy like 3 or 4, and I keep them in the trunk, because they don't go bad if you keep them in the plastic.
No.
Then, you know, every couple months I switch them out.
You can get the little cans, you can just twist them open and put them on the floorboard.
Mm-hmm.
That way you don't have to have, you can get the same smell as the ones like the little fruits you can hang from your rearview mirror,
yeah.
But it won't obstruct your view.
Yeah, and that's dangerous. People don't understand that. They'll hang all kinds of stuff from their rear view. Mm-hmm. They don't know how dangerous it is. Those dice, death traps.
But then something happened to me. I was at the car wash,
mm-hmm.
usually,
yeah.
And this alien thing hit me, and I became Rocky Dennis.
Oh my God, he really did.
Yeah.
Jerry, where did you find a can of wild cherry RC Cola?
I order them.
They haven't made that in like 15 years.
That, Crystal Pepsi, and Squirt in the garage. You think it's too hot there, but it's not.
Where do you find Crystal Pepsi?
I make it.
They only make that in like Micronesia, don't they?
I make my own Crystal Pepsi. Yeah. I just keep it in bottles I save from school.
You go to school?
From school, I went to school earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yesterday.
Yeah. And Jerry's always the kind of guy that has like, they got a lot of different flavors of Kit Kats in China. I've got a bunch here. You want some soy? I got a soy flavored one. I got raspberry. I got a blueberry one here.
I got Walker's Cajun Squirrel Potato Chips.
I want some fucking Walker. Oh, God. And he's always sitting there. He'd be the guy with just the giant bag of the fucking chicken and waffles chips. And he'd have like a little thing of syrup from McDonald's.
Somehow found the Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Or he's drinking like, you know, the blue flavored Slurpee out of a giant thing with like the really long straw.
Drinking the Big Blue or Big Pineapple.
Big Pineapple. Mm. Why does coconut blue?
Yeah,
why
I don't
do you
know.
Make coconut blue.
You think I drink Yoo-Hoo, but I don't. I drink Chocolate Soldier.
Yeah, you know, you can look that up on the internet. You can find out how to make it.
That's right.
I started making my own Oreos last year. It's no big deal.
No big deal.
So what I loved is you called it with the helicopter.
Oh.
You think of, you're like, oh, God damn it, no.
No, 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 no,
no.
Don't
no.
use beer to kill Tim Robbins.
Yeah, they fired a beer tap up. Somehow he made beer explode.
There's a lot of impracticality
in
the use of powers here.
Yeah,
This quickest point between A and B is not in the wheelhouse or in the arsenal of thought characters in this film.
If you can affect fluid dynamics, because that's what he did, why wouldn't you, like, I don't know, quintuple the oil pressure in the helicopter engine to take it out? Now let's talk impracticality, because this helicopter starts a killing people.
Sure, sure.
Because let's be honest, nobody walked away from that. A helicopter blade has quite a reach and won't slow down for your skin.
No.
People were getting flung left, right, hither, thither, and yon, and just getting chopped to shit. And Hal's watching it for a second before he decides to do something.
I should probably use my cosmic powers to save lives, yeah,
and
like Sinestro does.
My initial thought would be, you know, since I can do anything, what if I just created a giant column of fluid around it that would stop it dead in its tracks?
Set it down.
And set it down.
I probably don't want to keep it in motion.
Don't want to keep it in motion. Don't want to have a really wild, erratic motion that could, like, knock over a stage. So what I'll do, I'll create a giant Hot Wheels racetrack.
Yeah.
And instead of, like, having it go off on something that would kill its momentum instantly, like, up a giant hill and then, you know, whatever.
Somebody asked their kid. Would be cool. And that's how that happened.
No, somebody had a really stupid kid. Like, they interrupted their 12-year-old from eating paste. And yeah, not like the good, not like the Elmer's glue. Like, he's eating, the like,
full-on wand.
Old, yeah, Doc Henderson's horse paste. Then he's just sitting there spooning it in his mouth, like, which, dying! Why are you bothering me?
Racetrack.
What should we do for, I'm just wondering what we should do for, get into race car! Nyum! This is the news.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the goddamn dumbest thing I've ever, especially since when it reaches the end of all of that crap.
Yeah.
He just created a force field over Chocolate Orange Girl, Blake Lively, because her skin tone doesn't look right in this.
No. But how can you tell?
Yeah.
It's so dark.
It is so, so dark. See, what I think was, I think it'd be funny, we mentioned this, like when he touches Hal later on and he sees that it's, you know, well, no, we'll get to that. I just don't know why it took so fucking long for him to stop the helicopter.
I don't either.
It seems as though that could be, you know, create something that makes the propeller launch up and drop into the middle of the ocean and then put the rest of it in a giant thing of styrofoam peanuts.
Yeah, I don't know.
That you then make
disappear.
Have the whole
thing fall on a giant vat of cosmic packing peanuts.
Yeah, perfect, yeah. Perfect. Big empty boxes.
Everybody's safe.
You can do that. And what I'm wondering right now is that girl still drinking tap water? The girl from the first scene hasn't been.
She's still there.
I mean, he just, first off, I've never left a woman unoccupied in my apartment after, you know, a random hookup.
No.
You know?
But, like, hey, remember, he's reckless.
Yeah, hang here for a while. Hang here.
You think you at least had her, like, wrap that present earlier on?
Yeah, do something. God. And he's talking about wanting to walk away from the ring. You know, he picks Blake Lively up and she immediately recognizes him. Like, oh my God, it's you. But no, actually, no, she didn't immediately. She talked to him for a minute and then goes, no.
Well, unlike everyone else in this goddamn thing, she is agog.
Yeah.
At alien technology.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Whoa.
She's the one who.
Whoa, I'm taking it back here.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, just saw something crazy. Something stupid.
Yeah.
But still,
yeah.
I can't explain that.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I still think I could have wrote the best. I came up with the best line for it when we were working on it. It would have been the best dig. When he's like, you know, I just can't leave. They won't let me quit. And she looked at him and goes, well, maybe if you could figure out a way to have sex with the ring, you'd be able to leave it because you seem to be pretty good at that.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. And have him just go,
I'm sure that was in the first draft.
Yeah. No, this is the first draft.
Oh.
Yeah. Rewrites. You fucking high? Have we been watching the same movie? And what it seems like with this film, they go back in, they bring Hector into this thing, and he starts...
Hector gets his groove back.
And kills some people. This movie is like one of those super buffet places where it's like, we've got Chinese, American, Mexican.
Yeah.
We do everything. We just happen to do all of it really, really poorly.
If this writer and director combination had the power of the ring,
yeah,
they would create one giant green shoehorn to get more stuff.
It would be a shoe-dini, no less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shoe-dini. It's like they knew, we're not going to get sequels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Birdemic line. There's a lot of it is what it is in the writing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There was a lot of that. Well, let's just put everything in there and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck it.
But what I like is at this point, Jerry finally walks like Jerry, and kind of weird hunched over.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
No, I had a little bit of scoliosis, but my mom didn't want me to wear the brace.
Yeah.
Because she thought it made me look weird.
Yeah.
And messed up my hair for some reason.
Yeah. Super intelligence doesn't have a mullet, by the way.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Yeah. The great moment of when he starts killing people with his mind and looks at them and goes, run.
That was good.
That was badass. And if you think about it, this should be the greatest evil power ever. I create fear and then feed off of that fear.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. Holy crap. That should make him godlike in this day and age.
In this particular incarnation.
Yeah.
I was looking up the character as we were watching the movie.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not that big of a Green Lantern mark.
Right. And the movie's not that interesting, so.
Right. Because at some point the notes turned from this, that, and the other two. I hate this so much.
Oh, it gets worse.
No, it doesn't. That's ridiculous. He just has the power of telepathy. But he does look a lot like that character, except with a smart haircut.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't have the... I don't know how the parallax thing is. They had to, again, shoehorn that in, have them connected.
Right.
Of course.
Now, what was funny to me is when he touches Hal and gets off, and he's like, oh, you're Hal. We were saying, how great would it be if all of his memories were just him and Blake Lively banging and shit-talking Hector while they did it? It's like, oh, yeah, aren't you so glad this is me instead of Hector? Oh, damn. You know, I was just thinking how much I love doing you and how much I hate Hector being alive.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The only thing that would make this more erotic is if we were doing it on Hector's grave after he died.
Yeah.
Because he broke his neck trying to pleasure himself.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking rad?
Using a foam brush.
That just would have been amazing.
Poor Jerry.
Poor Jerry. And here's the thing, though, that really floors me is he's like, I'm afraid. I'm scared. Greenland, I'm scared. I'm not a brave man. Motherfucker, you intentionally stalled an aircraft over 15,000 feet.
That's not bravery. I'm just dumb.
Courage and stupidity look an awful lot alike, Daddy.
That's right. So now we enter into... I'm scared. I don't have a lot of. I don't know. I don't know what to do. But you get going in the third act.
I'm fearless.
Yeah, we create a reckless, fearless daredevil.
Fearful.
No, because he was. Then we make him.
Oh, then you make
coward.
Him a coward somehow.
And then you reverse him back to kind of who he was at the beginning.
Right, but not reckless.
But not reckless. Yeah, yeah. Wreckful.
Ralph.
Wreckful Ralph. Mm-hmm. Damn near killed him.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh man.
This thing is a. I could call it a hot mess. But that would insult a lot of hot messes.
And I believe
the
expiration date on the phrase hot mess is coming up.
Really?
In general.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Hella. Remember when Hella had its day in the
oh,
sun?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell's yeah.
Yeah.
You bet it. Know what I'm saying? Because I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. So let's power through the next 25 minutes of this piece of shit so we can tell these people what not to watch. Remember when I told you they literally tried to put everything in this movie? Oh, we're back and we just finished it. let's walk through what just happened, shall we? First off, did Ryan Reynolds film this whole thing naked?
Yeah.
I mean, at the very least, he had to be wearing like a green spandex bodysuit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I like to think of him as being method enough that he's like, no, I have to be naked. It feels like a lie. I should be naked. That made Jerry really jealous because...
I'll say. You mean Hector Hammond?
Hector Hammond.
That turned into Jerry.
Yeah.
That turned into Rocky Dennis. That turned into Mindsack, the walking scrotum. What's the design for this? Oh, basically, it's a mullet on a ball sack.
A mullet sack?
A mullet sack. Come on, ball sack. What you do here, ball sack, is just scream a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Pages and pages.
Seriously, Jerry Screams is like Lex Crosses to Scotch in Smallville.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
the number of times that he's just... And it's terrified screaming. It's
like having Homer Simpson night terrors.
Cobras. Oh no.
Ball sack.
Not that.
Not sweaty ball sack in a power chair.
Anything but that.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. Now here's where it got weird, because you know they didn't really even mention that Parallax was coming to Earth.
No,
they really didn't. They said he was at the edge of the Milky Way, which is, so are we. So I guess, you know, one could make this assumption. So he goes to Oa to ask for permission to go back to Earth where he was before and fight what was coming to Earth. He doesn't ask for help. He doesn't want help. He says, no, nothing else, just me.
Right.
And they're like,
well, no, we're probably going to have to let this, one go, yeah, and let Earth be destroyed, and then we'll get them.
Yeah.
Then we'll take care of Parallax.
Then we'll go from that. Yeah.
Destroy everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's not exactly guarding anything.
Yeah. It's more. Hold on,
that's more of the politicians of the universe.
Yes.
Than guardians.
Guardians.
So
exactly.
You might want to rethink your immortal fucking plan.
Yeah, because.
And apparently, fearlessness, courage, will, whatever,
right,
mean more on this planet than
ooh-ah, yeah.
Because all it took to beat this Parallax thingamajig was a set, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Just nut up a little bit.
And he could have gone back to Owen and go, sacked up and...
Yeah.
Green Lantern punched him in the face into the sun.
The giant fists.
I fisted him into the sun.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were going to let Earth die just because you couldn't sack up?
Yeah, you couldn't figure that one out?
All these lanterns were killed and it took me just going, no, I'm going to tie jets to my ass.
Literally.
And punch you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
See there?
See, he can do that. He can create cars. He can do all this shit. But can't just create like a green metal band around his chick's neck to keep her from getting injected with the weird alien serum to make her a nutsack head.
Yeah. Mindsack gave him a bigger run for his money than Parallax
ever
did.
Yeah, he really did. There was some smarts necessary to beat Sack.
No. I'm just a fear cloud. Gonna eat your world. Nope.
Now, here's what really throws me. So, Parallax is fucking with him, you know? He goes to get his ring back, because he gives his ring to Nutsack, and then goes to get it back, but Parallax lifts him up and is torturing him or doing whatever. Blake Lively runs by, and instead of grabbing the ring and chucking it to him, she activates the robotic plane and fires missiles...
At both of them.
Yeah. At both of them. We are sitting, 6 feet away from one another right now?
Yeah.
That would be like if you shot a missile at me to protect Clarkson.
Yeah.
Again, fluid dynamics. We knew they had a problem with that concept. But apparently, also with combustion. Because an explosion, it doesn't just... It's not localized. It really isn't, you know? And then he rips through him with a... An immersion blender.
Yeah, basically.
An outboard motor.
Gets him off-planet, off-world.
Yeah.
And so it's already won, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Then boxes him into the sun.
We call back.
The whole Green Lantern's power doesn't work on yellow, I guess. It's just like, we can't work with that. So yeah, let's not address it.
Yeah, we're just going to avoid it. Well, he wasn't pure yellow. He was mostly dark with some yellow in it. But
so, whatever.
And then we call back to very, very obvious foreshadowing.
Yeah.
We knew that was coming. We were well damn aware that that was going to come.
I was 100% sure the sun was going to be involved. I wasn't 100% sure that jets were going to come back. In fact, I made a joke about jets earlier.
Yes, you did.
They would never do that.
No, they'd
Why
never
have
just...
Why in God's name are they doing that?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's in his mind and creative... No, it's stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just dumb.
Why wouldn't he just create a gravitational force that was very small and localized? Because apparently we can do that. Ugh, ball sack. And then he goes through all of that, saves the world, and the Green Lanterns and Kilowog's like, can I train him? I should be like, look, b-hole.
Yeah, no.
Well, you guys, let me clarify, flat refused to help.
Yeah.
Because you guys refused to help. It's not like I went off and did this on my own without telling you. I came back and told you I was going to do it, and you guys said,
nah,
on your own,
all
boy.
The rest of us, the core and the... Yeah. And the immortal luck trolls, we're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So you just go and, well, so I am now the king shit of fuck mountain.
Yeah.
Of planet Ua.
Yeah.
Clearly, he should be it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did something amazing.
Maybe because he was so badass.
Right.
Because he was so amazing in his ass planes and sun fisting and immersion blendering.
Yeah.
Is why, that's the only reason I could think of.
Right.
Because he's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That Sinestro said, fuck it. I just realized my name's Sinestro.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for no reason at all given, I will now put on this fear ring that I clearly just saw the power of fear conquered utterly.
Yeah.
By
the
guy who a week earlier was just some dipshit that thought of a sword that I almost cut the head off on planet Ua.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with that. He is so dumb.
Yeah, he really is.
Now I have the power of fear.
No, wait.
Lost.
Dude, the power of fear just lost to a new guy.
No, I've got the power of
fear. You're quite literally...
Look at this yellow outfit.
Yes, I know, but that
isn't
would be like...
smart?
Have you ever watched a baseball game? You know, if you threw a fastball to a guy right down the middle, and he hit it out of the park.
Is this some kind of power? Is that parallax?
It is a parallax power, yes. If you were to do that, and then the next time he's up, throw the exact same pitch in the exact same place, what do you think would happen?
Fear would win.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I have that power now.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Do you?
Yes. Because I wear the yellow outfit.
Right. I get you. I'm tracking. But are you sure it's helpful?
Yes.
You are? Yeah. Where's this coming from?
Earlier, when the Guardians told me fear would win.
Right, but you noticed the part where they were wrong, right?
They said parallax won.
Yes, they did say that.
I saw was parallax throw Hal Jordan into the sun.
Oh. Do you understand what verbs mean? And the relationship between them and nouns?
Parallax.
Yeah. You know the giant sun, the giant thing that burned stuff and then got the big yellow thing that burned?
Yeah.
And then
like my suit.
Yeah, and then
I told you.
And ass jets pulled someone, a green thing away.
Ass jets. Ridiculous.
It is. You know, I came up with the idea, an idea for ass jets back when I was in, high school. Me and my friend, we thought that it would be a cool idea, if we could come up with a way of doing that.
We're going to shop just, class. We're going to wood class. This guy named Mr. Fricks. He lost two of his fingers on a table saw, but he really liked rebar, so we worked on rebar things, even because he wouldn't touch with wood again because he was scared.
Right.
So then we got together and we thought, what? I lost a native thread.
Yeah. Ass jets.
That's all I kept thinking of. Ass jets.
Well, and then here's the thing. He goes back, to Blake Lively, and he nudes up, and instead of what that dude would do, which would be some just generational scarringly kinky shit with that ring.
I think so, yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go look for some trouble. And then apparently she lives in a prison because that's what
airport.
She flew away from.
And a prison above an airport.
A prison attached to an airport.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? And she's like, could you take the mask off? And he's like, I don't see what the point of wearing it at all is.
Yeah.
But it's part of the uniform.
Yeah, part of the deal. No one else has to, but
yeah,
I do.
I'll wear it because whatever. And I'm just naked. Mm-hmm. In front of you here, naked. Then, you saw the fist that I made earlier, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one where Parallax won.
You know what? Yes, Sinestro.
That's right.
That, yes, he won.
Do you see my ring?
Yeah, it is. That doesn't really look like a lantern.
It's a.
But it's. I get it. Mm. Yeah. Nice.
We have to go. What? We have an oath to.
Oh, I'm a skirt.
Yeah.
So all in all, is there anything redeemable about this film?
There's a lot of money involved.
Yes.
A lot of money was spent.
In fact, let me pull this up. We're gonna mathematic this out. Now,
people were hired and made money while working on the film. Not afterwards.
Oh, no. So let's see here. I'm going to pull up the Green Lantern movie and give you some numbers on this, okay? Green Lantern film. Budget, $200 million.
Mm-hmm. And marketing, probably another 50?
For this thing, probably another 100.
Okay.
Box office was 219. That's like domestic, you know. That is domestic right there. And I want to see, because I think there's somewhere where I can find out what the actual loss was. Hold on. Biggest box office failures. I'm going to look that up. It's biggest box and what?
Biggest box?
Biggest box. That has two meanings. Let's see here. I'm just going to go box office failures, because biggest box office failure. Okay, it's not bringing anything up. I looked something up on it where this thing all in lost like $200 million with all the budgeting and international distribution and all that crap. Ooh, I mean, it's ridiculous. But, you know, hey. This is how it goes.
But there's still a chance that we'll have another Green Lantern movie, or at very least, Green Lantern will show up in a Justice League film.
Yeah, that is the most likely.
More than. I hope.
And this is one where I could just imagine everyone involved with it is like, how much will I be paid for this? What's the dollar amount on this?
There's so many times in this film where I'm guessing
mm-hmm.
people saw the writing on the wall and were like, fuck, what do we do?
Yeah.
We've got to make this work. This machine is, it's already chugging along. Like just, the guy that wrote Battleship.
Yeah. Yeah.
At AFF. It's like, at some point, these things have a life of their own.
Yeah.
And you either hold on and mm-hmm. do what you can to make it worth a damn.
Yeah.
Or you just steamrolls you.
Yeah, yeah.
If you sit there watching a movie like this and go, how the fuck did they let this happen? At some point, they didn't have any control.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It just,
yep.
And they had a schedule to keep.
Mm-hmm.
The budget was already fucking through the roof.
Yep.
For a second tier character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For DC.
Yeah.
Not truly second tier, but
well, the thing
to,
is that,
to the great unwashed, he's second tier.
He's not known enough to take for granted,
the
amount of shit they took for granted.
Yeah,
there was way too much stuff in there that's like,
but they were just relied on the people bringing that knowledge into the theater with them.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
much more than even, Man of Steel.
Yeah,
everybody fucking knows
mm-hmm.
for the most part. People that don't give a shit.
Yeah,
have at least part of that mythology.
Yeah.
In their hard drive.
And
they're not relying on it.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're going to scrub everything, go back to the origin, try everything over again. Batman Begins, same thing.
Exactly.
Like, everyone kind of understands Batman's origins, but that's okay. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're laying a foundation.
Yeah.
And expecting people to come in with the fucking tools.
Well, even
is
with.
Just bad writing.
Even with Iron Man, which you could just say, oh, he designed this suit and blah, blah, blah. But no, they gave more of a realistic backstory in that than we got of a character. I'm sorry, most, even a lot of comic fans don't know
well.
Yeah,
I know enough of them.
Yeah,
I mean, I know a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just the general Green Lantern mythology. But I was trying to watch it as if I didn't have as someone who didn't know that.
Right.
And there's just fucking freeway sized holes
mm-hmm.
in almost every part of this movie.
Yeah.
It's not just the beginning or the something of the powers or this and that or the little nitpicky shit that the geeks do with, I don't like the suit or I don't like what he did with the ring here. I don't like the girlfriend or the bad guys, whatever. No. It was just gaping holes, gaping holes. Sinestro wins.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
Jerry.
Jerry. Fucking Jerry. I went into this knowing nothing. I knew Hal Jordan and I knew John Stewart were both Green Lanterns. And I knew John Stewart was the Black Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all that I knew.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things that has the fundamental flaw. The absolute, at its core, this don't make no kind of sense flaw.
And have to go back and try to build on a faulty foundation.
Yeah.
The best they can. And they're throwing fucking pretty drapes and great paint and throwing all the best furniture in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's off kilter and cracking and falling down.
Yeah.
And they're doing their best to hold it all up together.
It is lopsided.
It's just one big giant money train.
Yeah.
Nobody stops the money train.
Yeah. Nobody. Even when I killed that woman, it kept running on time.
So. Yeah. What a fucking wreck.
This really was.
Man.
I mean, it's one of those things where you're sort of embarrassed for the folks involved, except for the fact that it's like, this made Ryan Reynolds a fair quantity of money. It got him...
Got him a new wife.
Got him a new wife, yeah. A younger model.
We really went through a lot of training wheels when we actually do... another incarnation of Green Lantern. We'll have that down.
Yes.
We'll know what not to do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of expensive what not to do's in the DC world.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Marvel as well. But man, Fantastic DC Four. Really fucking puts the beans to it.
See, because like, here's the thing for me with it. And the DC animated movie lines are great.
They are.
They do some really, really good stuff there. But they haven't been able, they just, other than saying, let Christopher Nolan do what Christopher Nolan's going to do.
Well, that's what they do.
They haven't done anything smart with their film properties yet. I mean, Marvel has been hit and miss. I mean, if you look at it, the first two X-Men were great. Third one was awful.
Mm-hmm.
First two Spider-Men were great. Third one was awful. Both of the Fantastic Four were awful.
Yeah.
Iron Man, great, bad. Avengers, fantastic. Captain America, half a good movie, half a what?
Yeah.
Thor happened. Hulk.
Speaking of that, have you seen the trailer for Dark World?
No.
The teaser for Thor and Dark World?
Mm-mm.
You know as excited as you are about Man of Steel?
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite.
Okay.
It's spooky, though.
Yeah.
How just...
It is? Okay.
It's that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Too bad. Too bad.
Yeah. I mean, Marvel's been hit and miss with the Hulk. And you know what? Mm. I think they were really smart with what they did with the Incredible Hulk, where, no, we're not going to go through the origin again. We're just going to make the assumption you know it. We're just going to make that assumption, yeah.
Because they went with a television show.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, people kind of do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's smart.
It's all right.
But yeah, with Green Lantern, he's enough of a question mark, enough of an enigma that they needed to do something.
I don't know, man.
I
don't envy them. I don't think I could. I don't know what the fuck
I'll do. And just because I couldn't have done better, I still feel like... No, and here's the thing. I maintain, if you were to point blank say, I want you to do a Green Lantern movie, I could do better than that. I could write a better script than that.
Well, there's that Green Lantern, the animated property. Yeah,
Emerald Knights was some good stuff,
I can't remember. It was the throwback one. With,
New Frontier.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Frontier, yes.
Holy shit! Mm-hmm. And that's essentially a Green Lantern story.
Yeah, yeah.
With everybody else around it.
Mm-hmm.
That is excellent.
It is.
I mean,
it
yeah, is. You're not going to have all the other characters in there for the Justice League, but let's just make that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Why not that?
Yeah.
Why did we change some of the basic stuff that spun out?
Yeah.
To all this other crap. Why can't he just be in the Air Force?
Yeah. Well, and
what's with the corporate? I don't get.
And since the corporate,
why is Tim Robbins even?
Well, Tim Robbins could have been there anyway because he was a senator. Senators interact with the military.
I suppose.
I mean, do that. Cut a villain. Cut one.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so what people wanted to see, I would imagine, if you're a Green Lantern fan, huge Green Lantern fan,
yeah,
is you want to see. Hal Jordan and Sinestro going at it.
Right.
Not right. Balsack, no yeah. matter how true he is to the canon of the character. Right. He could maybe have him in the background somewhere, mm-hmm. just kind of aiding Sinestro.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying, I know him better than you do because we grew up together. Whatever, right. bullshit. Right. But Parallax?
Yeah.
Fuck! Mm-hmm. Apparently that's a later arc.
Well, and Parallax, we saw how well the giant space cloud destroying planets worked in Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Right.
Why would we assume it would work better here? I mean, hell no, I think it was important to have Sinestro turn. I think it was important to have it, but set that up for the next movie. Have him, you know, end this movie saying, I'm going to continue the research into how we can control the yellow power. I'm going to continue. Let that be how it ends so that when the next one begins, it folds immediately into him becoming evil.
I guess. I understand that way of thinking that we want to set this up to have a franchise and then that villain. But it just wasn't yeah. done that
well,
way.
Because everything you got one else crack so at bad. This. Yeah.
You might as well swing for the fences and right, have right. Sinestro and Green Lantern fight in the middle of downtown, wherever,
yeah,
rather
yeah.
than Space Cloud, because that came off as just thrown together.
It really did.
And expensive.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh,
like you. This is one of those movies where you can see where the money went.
Yeah,
because good Lord, there was a lot of money thrown at this, and this is the sort of thing where it's like they just backed up a dump truck full of hundreds mm-hmm. and said, "Here, you need more? We've got more of these.
I mean,
we'll just keep bringing."
I'll
them.
Say the effects. Particularly earlier on when he is being trained
uh-huh.
on Oa and all that. Mm-hmm. Those are very impressive.
They were. They were very good effects. Yeah.
But towards the end, they...
Boy, that just they got just lazy. Wonky. Yeah. They got so, lazy.
Or maybe it's not the effects' fault, but I was so beaten down
yeah.
by the movie. It was like, I don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Space jets on his ass, huh?
Yeah, sure. Why
wow,
wouldn't they
that
be?
Really looks dumb now.
Yeah. Yeah. I've lost my breath. It's the only way that's the only way to approach it at that point. He's like, wow, I can't think right.
No.
Hmm.
Oh, don't think well.
Yeah.
Whoop. No.
Man.
But and a good thing did come out of this.
Yes.
Jerry.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, and also, what I love is not only did it begin with unnecessary fucking narration, it ends
ended
with,
oh.
let me just summarize everything you just saw.
Remember that thing you saw.
Yeah, there was a man. Remember what? Yes, we remember it because it happened about now.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally connected to what's happening right now. So yeah, we know what happened.
Yeah.
But it did give us Jerry.
Yeah.
And everyone has been approached. And it might not be at a car wash. You run into Jerry everywhere. Yeah. You run into Jerry at bookstores, at comic book stores, at secondhand clothing stores. Mm-hmm. You run into him at... like you go on a vacation, you go like, oh, let's go take the tour of that brewery. And there's Jerry there by himself with like one of those poker visors that's clear. Mm-hmm. And he's got the sunglasses on a lanyard around his neck.
McDonald's bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Run into him. Fast food places in the middle of the night, at Pep Boys.
Yeah.
You run into him garage sales. Yeah. A lot of them. He goes to Jerry is always at the garage sale.
Yeah.
If you want to meet Jerry, just have a garage sale and he'll show up. You'll be able to tell him because he'll have like a can of Bubblicious soda.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't been made since 1987. I know.
What are you eating? Bonkers?
Like, is that an original pack of Nerds?
Yeah.
What on earth? You have a lot of Wonka candy.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. And thank you for checking this out. T-Fury, Amazon, thefilmthugs.com.
Go to our website for products.
For products, because there are a lot of them on there. Check them out and read some shit, because I'm posting stuff.
There you go.
I'm thinking about doing another series on the Planet of the Apes movies, also known as Why. check us out on Twitter and Vine. We're vining like motherfuckers right now. There's going to be a lot of Vine stuff coming up.
Yeah.
That's all I can say is a lot of Vine. We might actually...
There's so much Vine.
If we can figure out an outfit... You might meet Jerry.
You might meet Jerry.
Yeah.
Find a wig.
Yeah, we'll find one. We'll get you set up.
I need some way to make me look more like a walking ball sack.
A hat. We should go to Target and just find, because we'll have to get beer eventually.
That's right.
We should just go to Target and get, you know, get a big thing of Red Vines or a giant, like, get the barrel full of Cheetos. And that's Jerry.
My cells are made of those.
So, yeah, all of those things were 512-666-RANT for funny stories about shit that happened to you at movie theaters. We can be emailed at thefilmthugs@gmail.com, thugquestions@gmail.com for an upcoming questions show, Twitter, Facebook, all of that shit.
We're everywhere, baby.
We're everywhere. Say goodnight, Clarkson.
Goodnight, Clarkson.